Give a man a fish and you'll feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and you'll feed him for a lifetime. Well, that's one goal of the Vermont Department of Fish and Wildlife's annual fishing festival, to teach kids how to fish in a sustainable way. The festival is part of Vermont's statewide Free Fishing Day. Vermont Public's Samantha Watson takes us to the pond.
It's a drippy day at the Grand Isle Hatchery. Overcast with a little bit of rain, but as I'm told, it's a perfect day for fishing.
Yeah, overcast skies are actually great. The fish tend to see stuff in the water a little bit better.
That's Paige Blaker. She's the fish production supervisor here at the Ed Weed Hatchery and self-described fish nerd.
Fish are cool.
Paige is also the organizer of today's festivities. The Grand Isle Fishing Festival has been put on annually since 2005, minus a few years due to the pandemic. It's hosted by the Vermont Department of Fish and Wildlife and held in conjunction with Vermont's statewide Free Fishing Day, where anyone can try out fishing without a license. At the hatchery, it's all about learning how to be a responsible angler. And that starts and ends with the fish.
And in order to do so, they have to have an understanding of what is a fish, what makes up a fish, what other outside factors do they have to struggle with to survive in the wild.
Over the course of the day, about 600 participants move through a series of stations, each with an exercise or game to teach them about, you guessed it, fish. Toddlers just barely toddling and seasoned preteens alike begin at the fish biology station, where they learn some basic anatomy and about fish reproduction or spawning.
Fish are a lot like humans. You know, they have a brain, they have a heart, they need to eat.
Excited participants then pretend to be a fish, swimming upstream, dodging volunteers with pool noodles and a predator obstacle course.
We kind of tell anyone who comes that they're a brook trout and basically need to make it through the life cycle from figuring out which substage to spawn into to not getting eaten by a predator.
Then they move on to an invasive species scavenger hunt.
On the boat here, there's a bunch of like hidden little pictures of these, and they'll bring them up and kind of identify them.
A hooking exercise.
Hands on the pole. And when you're going to watch the bobber. So when the bobber goes under the water, that means a fish is biting at your hook.
And a casting lesson.
You're going to hold the rod up like this. All you need is one hand. It's not very heavy.
I'll see you around. Yeah, I'll trust you.
Go back. Go forward.
Are you a brook trout today?
See what the rod does? The rod goes up to the sky. Stays up to the sky. Here, give it a try.
Then the kids can pick up their fishing rods and head to the pond to put their skills to the test. It's stocked with 1,500 adult brown and rainbow trout. The hatchery has heated up the temperature of the pond water. Warmer water keeps the fish active and ready for food. This is a big part of the festival's draw. It's a chance for kids to catch really big fish. This anticipation makes for high stakes. As families line side by side along the pond, you can tell there are fish stories in the making. Like from 12-year-old Ben Foreman.
We were reeling it in, and as we were reeling it in, it got away.
What was that like? Can you tell me?
Really exhilarating.
For other kids, the shores of the pond become a place to recount tales of the lake, like storied sea captains on a stormy day. 7-year-olds Nova and Haley stood along the pond, waiting out their catch.
I cast a fish, the biggest fish, with a Sour Patch.
Green so I guess one. They like Sour Patch kids?
Yeah, it's a green or orange one.
But for many, including the girls, it's a waiting game.
We haven't got any fish yet.
Those who have caught a fish can take their trout to a fish processing station, where volunteers clean and fillet their catch to take home for dinner. Volunteer Tom Jones is manning the fish tasting station. He offers up samples hot off the grill and has examples of recipes families can use at home with their trout.
It just amazes me the people that come up that haven't tried fish and they're like, I don't like fish, and all of a sudden take a bite and their eyes light up.
From hatchery to plate, the fishing festival aims to give families a full picture when it comes to responsible and sustainable angling. Here's Paige Blaker again.
I hope instead of going, ew, they go, wow. And I hope that this is a day that they remember about how much fun they had, and it happened because fish were involved.
Fun that begins and ends with the fish itself. For Vermont Public, I'm Samantha Watson in Grand Isle.